Bonjour à tous.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Planet. We're in Syros, in the Cyclades, in Greece. The country is 6 years into a recession with a record unemployment rate of 27.6%. Here, a group of women have come together and formed an anti-crisis cooperative. Take a look. Every day, 20 women, most of whom have no particular qualifications, prepare traditional Greek dishes that are sold in downtown restaurants. Since 2000, the money made by the cooperative has restored a local monastery and kitchens have been installed. What remains unsold is distributed to charities. The turnover of around 400,000 euros a year has dropped slightly during the crisis, but the jobs remain intact.
Because of the crisis, many of our members came to work in the cooperative because their husbands lost their jobs. Here, the wages are around 20% higher than in the private sector.
To deal with the crisis, the cooperative outlined a business strategy and continues to attract large numbers of clients.
The cooperative has adapted to the situation. For example, we've reduced our prices to 1 euro per portion at the request of the unions. We've also introduced a loyalty system and offer small gifts to our customers.
One in four new businesses created in the EU is a social enterprise. Why are they so popular? Let's ask the specialist. The European Confederation of Cooperatives represents close to 50,000 companies employing 1.4 million people with a turnover of 50 billion euros a year. In difficult times, social entrepreneurship is vital.
The very strength of social enterprises lies to their non-commitment to banking loans. The second thing is that there can be a shared contribution of capital in many kinds, not only in money. The third thing is that social enterprises are very elastic in the local level.
Social entrepreneurship is one way out of the Greek crisis, and it's a growth sector.
In general figures, the sectoral GDP of cooperatives in Greece is about 1.5 billion euros. In fact, this is rising in comparison to a national GDP which is declining due to the crisis.
For us, the keys to success are we love what we do. We focus on quality products and we don't give up at the first hurdle.